11 o'clock at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. I'm going to be getting out of here in just a few seconds so that Kirsten can come here for something about the women. Let me just tell you what I played in that last set. It was all local music. First from a bunch of jerks. I got that from a Rumbar Records sampler just last year. 70s Euro Minge. The Great Dogmatics from She's the One. That was Black Plastic Shoes. The Great Doug McDonald Band from a record called New Songs. That was Bikey Bash. And the beautiful sounds of Emily Grogan from the Strings of Light CD that she introduced to us last summer when she was here. That was Good Times. And speaking of Good Times, hi, Kirsten.
Good morning, sunshine.
I have not been moping.
No, not at all.
And I'm happy to say that Emily and Carissa and Katie and Linda are all going to be back here because they're playing and we're going to go see them. Is it at the Barn?
Yeah, it's at the Barn because Katie does her singer-songwriter circle.
So she has her foot in that door. Yeah.
And she is there the last Tuesday of every month. She was not there in December because that was, fortunately or unfortunately, New Year's Eve. So I've been a couple of times. It's a lovely performance.
It is. Well, she's a lovely person.
Yeah. And, so it'll be really fun to go out and hear them.
Perfect pitch with her. I mean, Katie is just astounding.
Yes. Yes. Right? And she really attracts talent. And so the total is greater than the sum of its parts.
Mm. Yeah. It's so funny, my sitting across from you at this angle, because the microphone is covering almost your whole face and all I see is your eyes. So it's like, a disembodied Kirsten.
Betty Davis eyes?
Yes, actually. So what's up with you today with something about the women?
Well, I'm going to start out with some of my personal favorites because I kind of like to ease into my show with some music that I already know and love and have been listening to for the past so many decades.
Nice.
But then I'm doing a couple of sets of musicians who are playing locally soon, including Justine and the Unclean, Sweet Wednesday, Haley Thompson King, our group that we just mentioned, and actually a piece, it is the Cast Irons with Melissa Gates of Undertow. She will be duetting. Is duetting, can somebody duet to duet?
I believe it can be used as the verb that
way. Okay, yes. So she will be duetting with Eric from the Cast Irons because they have an upcoming performance, which led me into a rabbit hole of one of my next shows, which I will do a set or two of duets. Duetting.
Duets. All right, everybody, I'm Mike, 11:03. If they let me, I'll be back next week at 9. Stay tuned for Kirsten and Something About the Women.
Ooh. place collide. Such an awful sound. San Andreas fault moved its fingers through the ground. Terracotta shattered and the walls came tumbling down. Oh, promised land.
Oh, promised land.
Oh, wicked ground.
Wicked ground.
Build a dream. Tear it down.
Hello there and good morning. This is Kirsten and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and freeform it is. So I thought I would start my version of Something About the Women with some Natalie Merchant, and that was San Andreas Fault. Just to give you the heads up, by the end of the show, we will also be listening to the response of that by Shovels and Rope. So Tiger Lily is the album that that song came from. It first came out in 1995 as Natalie Merchant's first solo album after splitting with 10,000 Maniacs, and is considered by some to be quite a pivotal album. The songs Carnival, Jealousy, and Wonder became integral parts of both the 90s alternative movement and the burgeoning female singer-songwriter movement that made stars out of musicians such as Sarah McLachlan and Tori Amos and many others. In 2015, however, Merchant re-recorded this album, and the songs from this album re-released them as Paradise Is There, : the new Tiger Lily recordings, and that is part of the 20th anniversary of the original record. That was not off the re-recording, however, because I don't have that in my library. But one of these days, maybe I will get that. This first set is going to consist of some other musicians that I have been listening to for some time and really put me in that happy place. And then I will go into some kind of local heroes. And then at the 1 hour mark, play something by Gems. New to me, but I came across a song of theirs, Poison, and so really became interested in the sound. After that, I will be playing some music by musicians who are going to be performing in the next, I think, 6 weeks. So maybe if you like what you hear, you might go out and consider listening to some live music. But for the meantime, I'm going to get back to playing kind of some of my favorites, and we'll start with some Amy Mann.
Thank you. catch on fire. The church will hold a picnic.
So you found a girl who thinks really deep thoughts, What's so amazing about really deep thoughts? Boy, you best pray that I bleed real soon. How's that thought for you? My screen got lost in a paper cup. Think there's a heaven where some screams have gone. I got 25 bucks and a cracker. Do you think it's enough to get us there? Cause what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of his with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care. Cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice and it's been he. Silent all these years go by. Will I still be waiting for somebody else to understand? Years go by if I'm stripped of my beauty and the orange clouds raining in my head. Years go by, will I choke on my tears till finally there is nothing left? One more casualty. Your eyes focus on my funny lip shape. Let's hear what you think of me now. But baby, don't look up. The sky is falling. Your mother shows up in a nasty dress. And it's your turn now to stand where I stand. Everybody looking at you. You take hold of my hand. Yeah, I can hear them. But what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of yours with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care. Cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice. I hear my voice. I hear my voice. And it's been he.
Okay, well, there you have it, my first set of the show. And in that set, I played Amy Mann, The Moth, from the recording Lost in Space. After that, Alison Krauss, Tonight I'll Be Lonely Too, from the recording Now That I Found You. Then The Story, When Two and Two Are Five, The Angel in the House. So we got some creative math going on there, and ended with Tori Amos, Silent All These Years, from the recording Little Earthquakes. I do tend to play Alison Krauss quite a bit on this show. There's so much to say about her. She's such a talented musician, and she started really early. She was born in 71 and entered the music industry at age 10 and signed on with Rounder Records in 1985. So, yeah, do the math. She has won 27 Grammy Awards, ranking her third behind Quincy Jones and George Shati, the classical music conductor and musician. Now That I Found You, a collection, is a compilation of older releases and some covers of her favorite works by other artists. It was released in 1995, and it is her first double platinum album. In 2007, Alison Krauss and Robert Plant released the collaborative album titled Raising Sand, which won 5 Grammy Awards and is truly one of my favorites. And is one of those duet albums that I really enjoy playing a lot. The reception for Alison Krauss and the Union Station has been very high. Alison Krauss and the Union Station being referred to as American favorites, world beaters, and the tightest band around. Krauss herself as the undisputed star and rock solid foundation of the band, and the band's focus with an angelic voice that flows like honey. She has in turn been credited with influencing various Newgrass artists, including Nickel Creek, which she did some production on with them. So, and a little known fact, because I really couldn't find out much about this and I stumbled on it on my own, is that she plays a part in the novel Violin by Anne Rice. And so I have only read one book by Anne Rice, and Alison Krauss is referenced in it, so it's now my favorite. Okay, before I continue, a little shout out to my friends at Nine Bar Espresso over in Davis Square. I believe they might be listening in. I love that place. It's a little gem in Davis Square. Amazing coffee. I think when I left there, well, I saw Will and Sarah. I think Becca might have been there as well. It was kind of in my pre-caffeinated state. So, but I know that I saw Sarah and Will, and I know that I go in there for the coffee and stay for the music, because they are really good curators of music as well. Edward works there and has introduced me to some musicians that I really enjoy, Lady Pills being kind of the one that's at the front of my head, but also Ben, when he was working there, would play Angel Olsen. It became a little bit of a joke because I would walk in kind of pre-caffeinated and be like, who is this again? Angel Olsen. That's what I told you last week. So if you haven't been to Nine Bar, they are really a great place. Make a really mean cup of coffee. And as I said, come for the coffee, stay for the music. So I am going to continue on this journey, something about the women, and we'll go into some Cranberries and Juliana Hatfield and see what else I've got going on here. I hope you enjoy what I am playing.
Did that, we could have been happy. What a pity.
This is going out to Clay and Naomi.
I've been restless in my heart these days, and I can't find a way out of it. It's keeping me up these nights, though I try, like you said, to get over it. They say such a short time in blue. Well, I saw your eyes a-shifting as you mumbled to me, you can't stay. When your knees get weak with love and you fall, do you always crawl? Me.
you told me you could never be true. I love you so, still I let you go. Now I'm sending this message to you. The pathway of teardrops will show you. I thought it would be easier.
I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or maybe a shelter pet is the best thing that can happen to a person. This is Kirsten, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Something About the Women, and there are four of us who DJ this show, Sue, Jane, Liz, and myself, and we all have our different styles, and I believe we complement each other nicely. Before I go into what that set was about, I'm going to shout out to a few friends out there. Pete's listening in, who is at work today and is single-handedly responsible for me obtaining my first electric guitar ever. So, Pete, I actually started guitar lessons this week on my acoustic, so I'm hoping the next few weeks I'll get enough courage to bring my electric guitar in and learn how to play that as well. Clay and Naomi are on a road trip right now. They may be in Virginia, hence they say Virginia is for lovers. And Meg and BJ are listening in. Thank you so much for your help yesterday. I was having a meltdown and I was given hugs and crepes and it was really made my day. And Amber and Frank, Amber, I hope you're feeling better. Frank, I'm still waiting for advice on how to fix this CD player. Amber and Frank, well, Amber has been posting on the arts challenge. She and Frank learned how to tango dance and she posted some spectacular images. So yeah, keep the arts going, and that means listening to live music because there's a lot of good live music out there. So speaking of music, what did I just play? I started with the Cranberries, Disappointment, from the album titled No Need to Argue. After that, Juliana Hatfield, Local Hero, Why Can't We Love Each Other, and Butterflies from Peace and Love. I'll get more about her in just a moment. The Sweetback Sisters, again, that was for Clay and Naomi. They say Virginia's for Lovers, from the album Chicken Ain't Chicken. I love this album, Chicken Ain't Chicken. Some of my favorite songs are My Uncle Used to Love Me But She Died, and Cannonball, and Have You Seen My Chicken? I don't know. I just love this CD. I Want to Be a Real Cowboy Girl. It's really, really good. They do a holiday performance around here in December, and I did not see it this year, so I was a little bummed about that. After that, Rhonda Vincent, Pathway of Tears, from One Step Ahead. Shelby Lynn, Thought It Would Be Easier, from I Am Shelby Lynn, and ended with Veruca Salt, The Gospel According to Saint Me, from the recording Ghost Notes. And does anybody know the reference to Veruca Salt? Of course you do, right? You do all know that. So, Juliana Hatfield, Local Hero, formerly of the indie rock bands Blake Babies, Some Girls, and the Lemonheads. I used to listen to the Lemonheads, and I did not realize that. That was new to me. She also has recorded two albums of cover songs recently. Juliana Hatfield sings Olivia Newton-John. That was in 2018. And then Juliana Hatfield sings The Police from 2019. When asked in an interview, how do you decide whose work you're going to cover? Juliana Hatfield replied, and I'm going to quote her directly, I'm interested in covering music that is maybe not quote unquote cool. When I was in my first band playing in the indie rock world, it was understood that there are certain bands and albums you're obligated to love and cite as influences. And I always felt like that was such a load of nonsense. My first band, Blake Babies, broke up pretty much over the fact that I really liked Wilson Phillips and they didn't. And apparently we don't have a big Wilson Phillips following here at WMFO because I couldn't find anything on a Rivendell system. And I, for some reason, don't have any recordings, but I'm going to make good on that because I'm a big fan. That was from an interview by The Big Takeover. And Juliana will be playing in concert coming up on February 12th at Once Ballroom. So I cannot imagine a better place to see her, hear her. I think I'm working that day. I forget what day of the week that is. But I think I might scoot in at Once after work. Yep, that's a Wednesday. So I am working, but hopefully she will still be going at 9 p.m. and I can hear Juliana Hatfield. Not heard her live before. Okay, well, it's almost at the top of the hour, and I'm going to play a song by Gems, a group that is new to me. I came across them listening to their song, Poison. Again, not a song that I have a recording of yet. However, I did find Gems on our Rivendell system. Gems is Lindsay Pitts and Clifford John Usher. And the band will be releasing their debut album, Kill the One You Love. I guess that was an old quote because I think that that's also already been released because it's here in our system. I also believe...